Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
And why don't we give everybody gets 30 to 40 seconds. What was your answer to how do you fix the exhaustion / load management / blah, blah, blah in the NBA without using the answer fewer games?
Well, for me, it's twofold. One is the schedule, and I have already advocated that you insert a bye week.
Love it.
And every team would just get a week off, and you could do it starting in around January or February, and you just get a week off. No basketball, no practice, nothing. Go to Cancun, do whatever you need to do. The other piece, and I'm playing off of Steve Kerr saying that the pace is too fast. How about you change the shot clock rule back to what it was? You get the offensive rebound, you get a fresh 24. I think that would incentivize teams to, if you want, you could play a little slower. As it is now, you get the rebound, you got 14 seconds.
Right.
You're most likely going to kick it out and shoot another three-pointer. So I know there's other things that Grandy will highlight. Those are kind of my two unique ones that I'm going to go with.
Yeah, I don't think that's bad at all. My answer real quick is really to not change anything basketball related at all. It's all scheduling, and with apologies, I have not done some sort of a deep dive with a pen and a legal pad and written this all out, but I don't really have a problem if you start the season a week or two earlier, institute your bye weeks, and what I would love to see is much more creativity in travel schedules. And so when you hit the East Coast, let's do that. Let's do fewer back-to-backs, but get on a better pace of every other night. And when we're in that area of the country, let's take care of all of those games. Let's do all of that in 8 days. Then when you come home, let's stay.
Yeah.
The Warriors come home and they're here for 36 hours and then they leave again, even if it's just to LA or whatever. Get to an area of the country, more of what we saw in San Antonio last week, stay and play. When you're going to go play someone on the road, you play that team, and that's the only time you're going to that city that year. And just handle all, get more creative in that way and take some of the bouncing around the country off of the guys' plates.
Yeah, just looking ahead at the schedule, and I love that. They do have two stay-and-plays this year
okay.
on the road. This is the road trip that I'm sure is going to bug you. They go to New York, to Washington, to Boston, to Detroit, to Atlanta, to Dallas. Like
Dallas and New York are not close.
Neither is Atlanta and Dallas.
No.
And you go from Detroit up top down to Atlanta, then you swing up Dallas on the way home.
And
okay.
They were just in Texas for 3 days.
Right.
Do Texas.
I'm with you.
Let's do two in San Antonio, two in Houston, two in Dallas, and then we come home.
Yep.
Thanks, Texas. Bye. We'll see you next year.
Maybe in the playoffs, but yeah.
That's
I like
it.
That.
Grandy, what did you say?
Well, I threw out a lot of things.
Yes, you did.
And some of them
you would
are...
like the court was a triangle.
What the hell was happening? I wrote an essay.
You did. I was very impressed by your energy.
Similar to Dibs, if we can't shorten the regular season, we're taking that off the table. In my mind, the way to lighten the load on these players is to kind of try to change the way the game is played, make it easier physically to get through a game. Maybe that sounds weak. I think that's the reality of the situation. The one that I think is most realistic, because I don't think any of the things that I threw out there would ever happen, but it's eliminating the corner three and extending the three-point line out to make the three-point shot more difficult. Because part of why the pace and the space is an issue is because teams just run to the three-point line, and so many players are so proficient shooting the ball that you just have so many quick possessions back and forth, and teams have to defend all the way out to the three-point line. If you kill the corner three, that becomes almost a dead area of the court because deep twos are incredibly inefficient. And you make the other threes more difficult, you are going to get more teams just kind of packing the paint and willing teams to shoot some of those outside shots because it's a less percentage shot. And as a result, I think you will have less of a physical toll on these players.
You know, I mean, I don't want to poo-poo any ideas. Where my mind goes when you say that, though, is like the next generation of players who will try to compare themselves to the greatest shooter of all time. There goes that chase. Like, they'd be playing a completely different game as far as the three-point shot. And so
just extend the corner. And that's what I would say.
Well, he said to do away with it.
Do away with the three.
With the corner three.
The corner three.
I think you make the corner three 23-9, like the rest of it.
Does your foot fit?
Well, the court would be widened,
okay,
would be the point.
I see what you're saying. Okay. Well, now you got, in theory, more court coverage, though.
Right, but
which is part of what Steve Kerr keeps worrying about.
I think that if you had an extended three, if the corner three went away, you wouldn't be able to just put somebody in there knowing they're going to shoot 38 or 40%. You'd have to have an actual basketball player, and you wouldn't have to necessarily close out on everyone if the three-point shot was tougher.
Lucas, you want to give us your 30 or 40 seconds? Thanks for being ready. Hi.
Hey, fired up over here.
Okay.
It's all falling apart.
It's okay.
my change was, I was more in line with you because I was just reacting to what Grandy had to say and some of the on-court stuff. I mean, what the NBA has right now is it is a fan base that loves to consume highlights.
Yes.
And I think a lot of the changes that you guys have discussed here would, like, pace, space, all of that. That is how you get the massive dunks and the threes over, like, game-winning threes. Like, that is how you create these highlights. Now, it's a double-edged sword having that as your consumer, someone who loves highlights, because that doesn't mean you're watching these games from tip to final buzzer. But it still increases popularity from TikTok and social media and all these things. You still get the popularity. And I think if you make those changes to the game, then you're cutting out a lot of that. And I don't think that's good for the game either.
I don't love the idea of changing the game at all. Here's one other thing I want to say real quick that I don't love, which always comes up in this conversation, and then we'll go to the phones. But this just came in on the Boxer and Grossman Work Injury Attorneys text line. And listen, I totally get it. And super, super duper appreciate everybody listening. But look at this take from 925. No more fully guaranteed contracts. If you want to trick off games and not take the regular season seriously, then good for you. You don't get paid. That kind of cynicism to this whole thing, I actually feel we've gotten to a spot where it's counterproductive. I don't think the players don't give a rip. I don't want to be one of the people who blows off what they're trying to tell us. You brought up what I thought was a brilliant piece of information last week when we're talking to Steve Kerr, where back in the late 80s and early 90s, the number one paced team, they were called Showtime.
I'm looking at it right now, Mark.
The number one, change the game, Jerry Buss, Form Club, all of that stuff would today, by a significant margin, be the slowest team in the entire NBA. That tells you what these guys are talking about. They're playing a different game. They are running like no one's run before. We are seeing Achilles injuries like we've never seen before.
Yep. Yeah,
yeah. I want to avoid calling the players a bunch of wimps who don't care. I just don't buy it. I don't buy it.
I think part of that, too, is you've got so much data now and so much science that these doctors and these physicians and all the other training staff, they know when a player is more susceptible to injury, so then they just sit him down.
Yep.
Because we didn't have that back in 1975 when the Warriors were winning the whole darn thing. You just played. You played until your knees gave out, and there wasn't knee surgery like that back then, and then your career was over. So the science now has made it so that we optimize performance, but I do think that there are little things you could tweak to slow the pace down a little bit, and then the game becomes a little bit more nuanced.
I find all of it very, very interesting, because if we do just put what we're seeing right now on a track, right? In other words, like, it's only going to get worse, right? We're not putting toothpaste back in a tube. At what point, a few years from now, are teams just not able to field a roster? Like, we just can't do it. And then everything feels like the Niners season does feel this year. You just can't. I'm sorry, we just can't do it.
Well, then you look at the OKC model, which when they rocked the Warriors, they were missing three players, three rotational players. But if you can have a deep team, 1 through 12, that's really good, you're less bothered.
But you have to draft your butt off. You have to make brilliant moves. And you have to have a bunch of players in their 20s who are all ready to cook at the same time. And it's very, very difficult to do. Like, that's, I think everyone's trying to do that.
Well, Boston kind of did that a couple years ago. They had a few vets, but they had a couple guys at their peak. But I think that it's a multi-pronged approach to how you're going to fix it.
All right, we got a bunch of people to want to weigh in. This is awesome. 888-957-9570 is the number. What would you do to help out load management and apparent exhaustion on some levels for NBA teams and players, but we're taking away the answer of fewer games because owners are going to be like, thanks for your input. You can put that in the suggestion box in the corner, and we'll read it 18 years from now.
Just call Steph and tell him he's got to give $6 million back.
Yeah.
Because we're cutting 10% off the season.
I mean, you're all, like, that point, you all understand you've arrived at Jerry Maguireville. You're all going to write a big essay on, you know what we need to do, everybody? Less money!
That's right.
No.
For everyone.
Right. You're going to end up out on the street with a fish.
And you get a pay cut, and you get a pay cut.
No. Who's with me? Nobody. Nobody's with you. All right, Marty and Sam Bruno lead us off. Hi, Marty. Thanks for the call.
Hi. I think the most obvious answer would be, to make the season longer instead of shorter, you make it longer. So instead of the season ending in April, it ends in May, or instead of it ending in June, it ends in early July. Not everybody likes to watch baseball, so it gives basketball fans more opportunity to tune in. So, yeah, that's my take on it.
Yeah, I mean, Marty, I think that's obviously a simple start, but I think there's something to it. Grandy brought up the point earlier. It's already in all of American pro sports. It is the longest season. I think there are ways to play with that wouldn't need to extend it much. But we've long talked about, like, do you really need to be battling football that hard in October and November? What if you started it way later and then you just took on baseball? Just take on all of baseball season. Like, July and August, just sit there. And a lot of sports fans are like, let's go to Cancun. Like, I just turn the TV off and re-meet my family.
And I do think that's a lot why basketball would want to stay where it is, because you get to the summer and kids are off and there's vacations. You're not as yacked in on sports. I mean, baseball's there. Yeah, the Midsummer Classic, everybody. I don't know if you'd want an NBA Finals then. And also, I would bet the players, they probably like their summer.
I would argue that the NBA Finals are already during school's summer. And I would argue
mid-June
that,
when it ends.
Yeah, but and I would argue that in the summer, that's where kids can go to more games. I am way more willing to take my kid to something that starts at 7 o'clock in the city in the summertime than I am on a Tuesday in November. I'm not no, we got to go to bed. But in summer, no problem. We could be in the city till 10 o'clock. No problem.
I'm just looking. So, I was looking at the 1998 schedule. It started October 31st, and it was 169 days start to finish.
Yeah.
This year, it starts on October 21st, so they're actually moving it in the other direction, and it's 173 days long, the season. So not much has changed in 30 years.
Not a lot. Carrie in Scottsdale. Hi, Kerry. Thank you for the call. What's up?
Yeah, good afternoon. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah.
Have a little solution here and then also a comment. The solution would be to change the rule where the players have to be in the visiting city in the morning of the game. Players need to sleep, and I know that there's potential weather, but why can't they fly the same day so they can get a full night's sleep in the existing city that they were in for the back-to-backs? That's that comment. The one other comment is, how in the world could Steve Kerr commit malpractice by not having Jimmy or Curry on the floor for one of the games? Why do they all have to sit out in the same game? Couldn't they play Curry one game and then play Jimmy Butler the other game? You have all your top guys out at the same time. Why? That's just malpractice.
Okay, Kerry, thanks. Two comments. Let's start with the second one. I don't find it to be malpractice. I think it's a mathematical equation that actually makes a whole lot of sense.
Yeah.
You got a hell of a lot better chance. If you're trying to win like one game in that scenario, I'm going to throw my absolute best pitch in one of those games and then bail on the other one. It didn't work.
No.
But I to me, that is the better option, your better chance.
As opposed to half-stepping. Yeah. So you play Steph in the first one, you lose, and then you sit him and you play Jimmy and you lose, and now, you know, neither one of them gets the full rest. And yeah, there's going to be some games you're just going to punt.
Well, and then you also have no game to build any continuity with each other. Those are their two most important players. They need to play together.
Yeah.
So that. Now, the original thought of why don't you let them wake up and then fly to the game.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Game. I don't know how they would even feel about that. The only way I can answer it is, how do you feel on the first day of vacation on the day that you flew versus how you feel the next day?
Yeah, depends how far you went.
When you woke up.
If you fly to Orlando to Disney World,
right,
and your whole day is spent in the air and you're traveling, that first day is going to be hopefully kind of a take it easy, maybe a half day at Epcot.
Right?
You know,
supposed to go to your hotel. What'd they tell us in Die Hard? Take your shoes off and then rub your toes around on the carpet there in the hotel room. I don't want to go anywhere. I don't want to go hard. So I don't know that that would help. But interesting thought.
Yeah, I like your thought about more stay and plays and even centralized road trips where, all right, it's going to be a 6-game road trip and we're going to focus on the Southeast. We're going to hit you in Charlotte. You'll get Atlanta. You'll get Miami and Orlando. And, you know, we're going to keep you down in that general area. So even if you have to fly, they're hour and a half flights. It's not going to be as bad as what some of these are.
I would try to make road trips like literally all that. Like we're doing the Southeast trip and we're going to do Miami and Orlando and the Hawks and Charlotte. And we're going to do all of that. New Orleans. That's it. That's the whole trip. Not this thing where they're like, well, they're on the East Coast. So they go from New York to Miami and then, you know, hit Dallas on the way back. And then, no, then you're creating these 3.5 hour flights almost every other day. And then limit the back-to-backs, man. Like, you got to stop with all the back-to-backs.
Yeah, I was surprised when I did the length of season start to finish. I thought it would be a lot longer, but they replaced 4 games in 5 nights with just a bunch more back-to-backs right, for everybody.
Which is, like, look, what are we looking at tonight? You think these two teams tonight in the NFL are going to throw their best pitch? Or might? Has anybody noticed Thursday Night Football looks kind of sleepy sometimes?
It can, yeah, absolutely.
So back-to-backs are the same thing.
Especially their bodies, at this point in the year.
Yeah, they're not ready.
Right. And for the Warriors, I mean, they got all these back-to-backs, 5 of them so far early in the year, and maybe a younger team would have handled it better, but that's still a lot of back-to-backs, more than any other team in the association.
Okay, love all the calls. We got a bunch more to get to, and we're going to do that next. Ramona is still 20 minutes away, so let's see. Everybody who's here, okay? Greg and Matt and Shayo and Tom, stay right here. Get online. How would you fix this load management problem, but we're taking away the answer, fewer games?
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.